More and more restaurants are getting their produce from operations that use vertical farming techniques, aquaponics, aeroponics, hydroponics. The industry is predicted to reach nearly $6 billion in revenues within the next 5 years. And one of the centers of vertical farming is Middle Tennessee. Caroline Leland from Here and Now contributor WPLN in Nashville reports.
Rows of slender 8-foot towers surround a Mona Hitch. They're made of hollow PVC pipe. Edible plants peek through dozens of holes drilled into their sides.
So you hear the water, you see how it just drips right down here? That's very slow drip, drip. And you see how the roots come through? They're pretty and blonde, just like me.
This greenhouse contains 10 of these towers, with space for many more. Hitch grows multiple lettuce varieties, different kinds of kale, just about any herb you could think of, even edible flowers.
And you can just literally smell how fresh they are. Isn't that fresh?
Any non-root crop that's not too tall can grow in this system, and there are several variations. This one works by cycling water with dissolved nutrients from tanks at the base of each tower through the plant roots inside the vertical PVC pipes. There's no soil involved. The method is called aeroponics because the plants are suspended in the air.
Every 15 minutes, the water goes up and it pushes water and nutrients to the top. And then it slowly, you can hear it going on down the root system, down that shaft right there, watering the roots.
Supporters of vertical farming say it's the future for plant production. Vertical farming uses a fraction of the land and water for a higher yield with no pesticides. Facilities can be built on rooftops and in empty warehouses, and certain plants can grow year-round regardless of weather and in less than half the time.
So we're looking at, 1,400 heads of lettuce or tomato plants that we can turn around every 3 weeks.
Lisa Waisaki is executive director of an Ashland City nonprofit called Colby's Army. She plans to build a solar-powered vertical farm for charity on her property by July. Folks will be asked to pay what they can for the vegetables.
We can grow food very quickly, and I think that was the biggest reason, because we can turn plants around pretty quickly and get the produce out to the people who need it the most.
It could sound too good to be true, but there are drawbacks. It takes lots of money, energy, and materials to build and light indoor growing spaces. Because vertical farming is indoors, bees and other insects are left out of the pollination process. Since there's no soil involved, there's been a controversy over labeling. Vertical farms have struggled to get organic certification because the system is seen as too artificial, even if there are no pesticides. In terms of output, high-calorie crops like grains or potatoes can't grow in these PVC towers.
It's not going to replace the traditional agriculture, but it has its place because the population is growing. We have a heightened need for food production.
Tennessee Agriculture Commissioner Jay Templeton says state government doesn't track vertical farming, nor are there special regulations. Even companies looking to start commercial ventures say they won't compete with traditional row crops. Their produce will cost more and be available in the off-season. Templeton says he encourages the technique because of the limited impacts on water, air, and soil quality.
It's an environmentally friendly method in many ways to produce local foods for a segment of the population who want to know where their food comes from.
Vertical farming has taken off in population-dense countries like Japan, South Korea, and China. By comparison, Middle Tennessee is relatively pastoral. But Nashville's first commercial vertical farm sells herbs and greens to 30 local restaurants and 6 local grocery stores. Founder Jeffrey Orkin says he's proud his produce is eaten close to where it's grown, which preserves its quality and saves energy.
We have way more demand than we have product right now. So when you see a package in a store and it's only traveled 5 miles from farm to the consumer, I think the Nashville market is really supportive of that type of thing.
For Here and Now, I'm Caroline Leland in Nashville.